Welcome to the Wheel With It podcast with your host, Devin. At Wheel With It, we are dedicated to exploring DEI issues in a fair, balanced, and fun way. Let's get into the episode.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Wheel With It. Today, we have Diamond Duval, her boyfriend Tyler, on with us today. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good.
Tell us about yourselves, and then we'll go from there.
So I'm the author of Ableism in Education. I just released my book a few months ago.
And if you guys are watching the YouTube video of this, it's a fantastic cover. Will you hold that up again?
Yeah, of course.
That is the most awesome cover I've ever seen in my life. And okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So my book is about my experience with ableism and how I overcame obstacles. I wrote the book to inspire people with disabilities and without disabilities.
So to tell us a voice. Yes, that is amazing. So tell us what you went through in school that kind of inspired you to write it.
So what I saw with other people, with how they treat them with people with disabilities in school, made me want to inspire people with my voice and show them that we're no different than any other human being.
So that's so amazing. So do you mind telling us a story that you remember from school about how somebody treated somebody, if you're comfortable?
Yeah, so I had a friend with autism, and one of the peers would get seizures a lot. One of the peers would yell at her and say that she's just acting out of it.
That's not good at all. So what inspired you to write the, like, when did you decide you wanted to write the book? How long did it take? All that good stuff.
So basically, it took 2 years to write it, but it's a short book, as you can see.
Short, quick read. You can read it in one sitting. So tell us what you write about in there.
So I wrote about, like, how I had dysgraphia and how I became a preemie and how I grew from, like, my developmental stages and my learning stages, how I overcame from high school to college. I'm studying special education to be a teacher at one of the special education private schools.
So tell us what studying special education has been like and what the college experience has been like for you.
So honestly, it was really great at first. I knew that special education was my path to my destiny in life, because I always got along with other students with disabilities. It was like I got along with every single person there. They were all accepting. They were all it was an inclusive environment. They had tons of events that you could go do. It's really inspiring. The students uplift your encouragement. They make you want to inspire more people around you. They make you, they make you a part of their family.
Yeah. How did you and Tyler meet? Let's go there.
Me and Tyler have been together since October 2018. He has autism. I have autism too. We both just clicked right away. It was like love at first sight thing.
Aw, that's sweet.
I knew him by my our friends hooking us up together. And it was like at that moment that we were shy at first, and then we got along pretty well.
So what does Tyler do for a living, if anything?
Tyler works at Walgreens.
I work at Walgreens
He works at Walgreens and does the stocking.
I do stocking.
That's awesome. So do you guys live on your own or?
No, we live with our family members.
Do you guys want to live on your own one day?
Yes.
Tell us about what you're doing to kind of make that happen.
But me, I'm as I'm in college.
And college is very expensive.
Yeah, it is. I'm waiting for when I graduate college to get an apartment with him, hopefully, so we could be on our own and scour the environment together, be a part of something together.
That is awesome. And so what college do you go to? Do you want to shout them out?
Yeah, I go to Bridgewater State University. It's in Bridgewater, Massachusetts.
And how have they been able to accommodate your special needs?
So they accommodate by using the IEPs, but in a different way, perspective for that learning needs. So they would have, if you need to test, they have testing services there. They could test quietly with no interruptions. If you have dyslexia, they have a pen that could help you with the writing and recording.
Yeah, I've seen those. Those are awesome. Have you used one before?
No, but I might get one.
Those things are awesome. I need to get one for myself, honestly. So what is your favorite part about the book, Ableism in Education, and how have people responded to it?
So my favorite part of my book is basically how I put all my disability challenges into one. It's like my favorite part of giving the book a voice. It just really opened my mind. It's made me think about what I wanted to do in life.
That is amazing. And Tyler, how have they accommodated you working in Walgreens?
How did they come in?
Do you know what that means?
No.
So it means that how did they fit your learning needs?
Fit my learning needs?
They guide him.
They guide me. They guide me.
Through the process of working. Through the process of working at Walgreens. So they're there with him 24/7 helping him. And he works 3 hours.
Three hours.
Oh, that's sweet. What's your favorite part about working at Walgreens, Tyler?
It is
looking at the stuff.
Looking at the things that they have.
Yeah, Walgreens is a maze. You can get lost in there pretty quick. Walgreens has everything, honestly. Yeah. I go to Walgreens for about everything. Oh yeah, I've seen that. Those are awesome. Those are way cool. So who's read your book, Diamond, that you think, oh my gosh, this is just so amazing?
So what were you saying?
Have you got any shout outs, like any famous people or anything about
them? No, not yet, honestly.
Hopefully people will shout you out. Who would you want to shout you out?
Honestly, haven't came to my mind, honestly. Mm-hmm. Honestly, mm-hmm. I just wanted to do this for inspiring people. I'm not in it for the fame.
Oh, that's sweet. That's a sweet answer. What would you say to other kids that are going through that and other teachers? Like, what do they need to know about special ed?
I would say if you're in special ed, keep on working hard towards your goal and never give up, because you're exceptional. You're really amazing and you got this towards the end of your life. You're so amazing and talented. Use your gifts wisely.
Ah, that's really sweet to hear you say that. I wish somebody had told me that when I was growing up. I was in Magruder, but I still wish somebody had told me that. But I had some special ed support too, so I wish somebody had told me that. Did you have a favorite special education teacher?
Honestly, yeah, my first grade teacher.
What was her name?
Miss Carvello.
And what made her so cool?
So It's a funny thing. The only reason I liked her was because I sent back that class. She allowed me to, which she wasn't supposed to. But
what did you say?
So the only reason I liked that teacher was because she was super nice, and she had me stay back to see her child.
Oh, that's sweet. She let you meet her kid?
Yeah.
I had a teacher that did that. Is there anything?
I can't hear you. The mic. The mic.
What?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, sorry. Is there anything additional that you guys want to say, that you guys want to talk about?
Not all. I just want to give voice to the people with special needs and just let them know that I'm there for them.
What do you wish people knew about autism?
So I wish they knew that. So since me and Tyler has autism and that people with autism do, and foremost, they have all the emotions that any other human beings have. There's no, all the myths that you heard, they're just myths. They're like, we are human beings, we all have emotions, and we're just the same as you guys.
That's what I wish people would know about me too, so. Yeah, that's a common myth out there that we're not the same. And that's a bad myth because we're the same as you guys. So how long do you have to go till you graduate?
I graduate in 2027, but I'm supposed to graduate in 2025, but it's taking me longer.
Yeah, it took me longer too. I was supposed to graduate in 2018. I didn't graduate till 2022. So at least we have the degree. At least yeah. All that counts is you have a degree. So, mm-hmm. And do you have any jobs lined up after graduation?
Yeah, I'm thinking about working at a public school.
Yeah, public schools are definitely the way to go if you want to be special ed, because they have a lot more accommodations and stuff. What do you think needs to be done for special education kids?
So I think what needs to be done is that they need more guidance, more support. They can't be bullied a lot. Their emotional support can't abstain their functional needs. They need to treat them just as they would treat your own daughter.
Aw, that's a very good answer. And how would we guide them? You said they need more guidance. How would we guide them?
So through patience and acceptance, you could guide a student with disabilities a long way. You could come a long way from through acceptance and guidance and patience. It's all about how much support you give them and how much you inspire them. You need to be their mentor.
So can you give me an example of how you were guided like that?
So for me, I was guided by my mentor in college, but through emotional support. And so just them helping me with my writing skills and my organization skills and all that, just that with that support is just what you need to succeed in life.
Yeah, I need help with my organizational skills too. I'm kind of disorganized, so I wish I had somebody to help me with that. What's the toughest part about college for you?
So definitely passing all the classes at once.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, that's hard for anybody. I can't even imagine someone with autism. That's hard for anybody. Yeah. What's your favorite class that you've taken, and what's the hardest class that you've taken?
So my favorite class, and correct me if I'm wrong, my favorite class is all the education classes. Because being around the kids is just really helpful. It's really relaxing to me. I don't know why. But my least favorite class is really math because I really
oh my gosh, I hated math so much in high school. Oh my gosh, I hated math. I'm like, I'm not going to be an engineer because I hate math.
And it's hard.
Yes. So what's the hard thing about math for you? And we'll see if we're the same.
Just like putting all the numbers together, putting the equations together.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, you know the formula, but then you look at the numbers and you're like,
and then you get to that test.
Yes.
And you can't think of it.
Yeah. You get nervous and you're like, oh my God. Yeah. So you and I, you are pretty much the same, honestly. Yeah. Yes. Anything else you would like to add before we get off?
No, not, oh yeah. So my book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for the ebook. If you guys would like a book, a signed copy, please let me know.
And I'll put the link that you sent me to connect with you, I'll put it in the show notes so y'all can click on that and go find her on social media. She's got it all down. You can call her, you can text her, you can do pretty much everything. Tyler, is there anything else you want to add?
I want to add, like,
be kind to one another.
Be kind to one another, yeah.
That is an awesome message. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Yeah.
We will see you guys next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember to follow the show and our guests on social media and subscribe to the show on YouTube or in your favorite podcast app using the links in the show notes. If you're listening on the podcast app, please remember to rate and review us.